to be commitment. In fact, it's something that we should be able to support as well. Good morning. Yes, Chair. Take us through it. Then I would suggest that we take a 5-minute break. Caucuses can discuss that amendment, and then we can come back. Nicolette?
Thanks, Chairperson. Good morning, honourable members. I think it will be better if members turn to page 16 of the B version of the DNA bill. Honourable members, the Select Committee only made a slight change to section 15V of the bill, which establishes the Forensic Oversight and Ethics Board of the to oversee the DNA bill. If we look at page 16, line 17, the sub 2B, the proposal is to change the 3 to 4. So the bill currently reads, three persons must be from the public sector on the level of at least a chief director. And the proposal is that that is changed to three. To four persons that must be from the public sector. Members, that is only to include representatives from the Department of Correctional Services. The Select Committee received a submission from the South African Human Rights Commission indicating that they foresee a conflict of interest in them serving as a permanent member on the Ethics Board and requested that they be removed from this. And if members look at sub C, that reads a representative from the South African Human Rights Commission, the proposal from the Select Committee is that this be removed and basically replaced by a representative from the Department of Correctional Services. Chairperson, honourable members, that's basically the only change that the Select Committee proposed.
Just in terms of why, members, that I can just explain to you as well, is that the Select Committee obviously took on board the concerns of the Human Rights Commission. The Human Rights Commission's concern was that they are, in the end, also an authority that might be called upon when somebody's got a problem, and I think one must accept that. And then the inclusion of correctional services, I think, is also a valid inclusion. The inclusion of correctional services is not in terms of correctional services involvement in the transitional arrangements. You will remember that in the transitional arrangements, correctional services have got a very important role to play in terms of the DNA that needs to be taken from people who are currently serving prison terms. The motivation for including correctional services is that in future, a lot of these cases that are going to come up are going to be from prisoners who are saying, I'm serving time and I actually am innocent and therefore I want my DNA to be tested. So in my mind, it actually is a very sensible change that the Select Committee is proposing. But I want us to take a 5-minute break, and but we will take some questions of clarity and then take a 5-minute break so the parties can look at that. Honourable George?
Madam Chair, I agree we must take a break, but just wanted to just get more info. Were there
a way that we call the
we called Oh, this one from my daddy is not going to work. Oh. I'm saying we called correctional services, and though they didn't speak loud and clear, but it was clear that they don't want to get involved to an extent that we have this arrangement that they could be involved in the transitional period, and we thought that is enough, but also that. Before we go and discuss, what is it that correctional services is going to do after the correctional service? Because this is going to be a matter between the police. Everybody goes to correctional services. Once the bail is in full operation, would have the DNA test, everything taken by the police. What's going to be the responsibility of correctional services after the transitional period? Did they say anything? Because
I'll try and respond to that. The issue, can I take members back to when correctional services were here? Correctional services' concern was that they don't have the capacity to take DNA, and we agree to that. We agree, and that's why we have moved them out of the transitional arrangement being the people that are going to take the DNA. They do not have a problem to serve on the board, because that is one member that will serve there as and when is needed. And that must be the liaison between prisoners who's got a problem and the ethics board. So it's two different things. The concern that correctional services had, we have addressed. We're not backtracking on that. That is still in place. But what the suggestion that came from the NCOP and from the select committee was that correctional services have a role to play on this board. And I would urge members that we consider it favorably, because it is so that a lot of these complaints of people who are convicted, who believe they are innocent but, and it can be proven through their DNA, is going to come via our prisons. So they don't have a responsibility in terms of taking the DNA, they don't have a responsibility in terms of dealing with the DNA, but they will be a role player on the board in order to assist with those issues. And that's, let us remember also, it's not a full-time board. It's something, ethics board is a board that will deal with issues as and when they come up. I hope I've explained it correctly. So can we take a 5-10 minute break so that caucuses can discuss it as well? And then we can come back and vote on it. Where do you want the ANC to meet, Honourable Mulabati? ANC members come to the front, please.